Matt, I know you've known for a while you won't be in the playoffs, but just what's the overall emotions on a day like this? Not used to something like this.
Yeah, it's first time, obviously, for me, but it's disappointing. Obviously, you want to make the playoffs. That's the goal. You want to have a chance to win, and fortunately, we don't.
I know injuries played a big part of this season for a lot of reasons. Was there anything you look back on now, the other things that were big factors in why the season's ending today?
It's easy to look back. I mean, you can point the finger, you can make excuses, all this over and over, all day long. But end of the day, we were out there, we played every game, just didn't win enough. So,
Matt, what's the off season look like for you? World Championships, is that something that you're going to participate in?
Yeah, going to go talk to Billy in a bit about that. But yeah, some that. It'd be cool to do. Obviously, I've been to one, but kind of a shortened one. So it'd be kind of cool to experience that and go there and try to win, for sure.
I know, obviously, the disappointment is all around the team, but you individually, how do you feel your season went, and do you feel you found another level of consistency in your game this year?
Yeah, I think it's good parts of the year, bad parts of the year. That's always going to happen. I thought the consistency was better than it was. I think I felt last year it would be stretches where I was hot and everything went in, and then too long of stretches where nothing would happen. So it'd be great to kind of get those stretches again. I think that I didn't really have as many of those this year, but I felt like the lows weren't as tough as they were last year.
Matt, just you know, going back to your early season injury, it looked like a real painful injury that you dealt with. How much do you think that affected you? And then what changed under John where you just absolutely caught fire, really, from November on?
Yeah, the injury was tough. It's it was my first shoulder injury, so I've never really gone through something like that before. Obviously, the way I play and want to have the puck and win battles and strip pucks and stuff like that and be a shooter, it was painful for a bit, but it's part of it. Everyone plays through stuff. So and then with Heinze and stuff like that, I think it was a good fit. He trusted me, let me play my game, gave me some confidence and stuff like that. So yeah, worked out well.
Matt, I think sometimes we forget how young you still are, and I'm wondering what you want to do. What do you have a goal to come back next season a certain way? Like, do you feel like you want to work out a certain way this year? And I don't know if the national team changes that at all.
No, I wouldn't say it changes. I mean, you want to come back and be better than you were the year before. I think that's always the goal. I think the biggest thing for me, it's easy to look close. You look around the room and look at guys like Ecky and guys like Kirill and everyone who's guys like even like Goose, defenseman. He's played 1,000 games. You look at those guys and you want to learn from them and look, like I said, you look close to competition, even though they're on your team. You want to strive to be as good as them, and especially when you have a guy like Kirill who's so offensively gifted and stuff like that. He's so good all over the ice, but offensively, look at a guy like that, and you tell yourself that's what you want to be. That's the goal, and I think playing with him and being with him every day, that's someone that you look up to, and that's, like I said, that's the goal to get to.
To make those strides, is there anything like you want to focus on this summer? Anything you'll adjust with your training or do anything different? Your big focus?
No, I'm not super crazy in my training, I'd say. I think I put my trust into my trainers and stuff like that and let them kind of do the brunt of it and just show up and work hard. And obviously they're doing that job for a reason. So
you mentioned Ek and Kaprizov. Looks like you had a lot of fun playing together as a line. Just what made you guys mesh so well? I know you have different styles of your games. What made it kind of click?
I think the biggest thing was just like puck battles and the ability to get it back and kind of keep it. I think we're all offensively gifted and skilled and want to score goals, but if you can have three guys that are going to win puck battles, keep plays alive, second, third chances at pucks and stuff like that. It goes a long way.
Like you said, that Hines kind of trusted you, that you played your game. Like, what were some overall impressions you left the season with about John in terms of as a coach, or what struck you out as strengths of his as a coach?
I mean, there's lots. It's you're with the guy every day, so it's the same as teammates. Sometimes it goes over your head a little bit, but to kind of look back and look at, obviously we're not in the playoffs, but tough start, went on a hot streak when he came. That's not a tough thing, not an easy thing to do either. So for him to show up and kind of just get into the room, get comfortable with the guys, make them comfortable with him, and let the guys know that they can play and be confident and make plays and try to score goals and stuff like that, it's big. So I think that was a good thing he did.
Look at guys like yourself and Kirill, and then, you know, Faber had a year, he had Rossi, and you saw Ogren. Like, what kind of gets you kind of excited about the young kind of core that you guys are kind of building around right now?
Yeah, it's great. I think Marco had an awesome year. I mean, when you have 20-something goals, yeah, that's a good year. It's not easy to score in this league. And, you know, he played everywhere in our lineup. There are times he was playing with me, with Jojo, Freddie, Kirill, Zuki. He played with everyone probably. So his ability to move up and down the lineup and still be productive and impactful to our team is huge. Fabes is a stud. He's going to play for a long time. You all saw it, so there's not really much you have to say there. But, yeah, and then the young guys like Murad and Liam, they came in and played awesome. So it's only going to get better. It's a league of confidence. It's a league of being able to play confident and have the puck and make plays and stuff like that. And I think both of them did awesome. And from even Murad's first game to the end, it was light years of a difference how much better he was.
What do you like about Liam's game specifically?
I liked it a lot. I think strong, powerful, skates well, can shoot. And he won a lot of his battles too, which is huge. Just opens up so much more in the NHL if you can kind of win those battles and keep pucks alive. Guys are so good, it's tough if that's an issue.